The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Nailed It on Guardian 96.9 FM. And I am Leonard Sands along with...
I am Debbie Deal.
Debbie Deal. And we're very excited because we have a packed studio, which means we're going to have some interesting and great information to share with our listening audience today. Let's hit the ball running. Now, before I get started, I'm going to say that I already got a preview of the information that we're going to talk about, and I'm pretty interesting things that we're sharing with the Bahamian public. Hopefully, some persons are going to be inspired and brave enough to take up some of the challenges that these gentlemen are going and lady are going to present to us. So let's start right off here with the lady. I'm going to ask you to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what we're doing here today.
So it's good to be here. Thanks for having us. And I'm Val Major, Sales and Marketing Director of Shiloh's Maintenance, Roofing, and Construction. And we are a licensed service provider. And so we're now standing on the shoulders of our dad. His name is Philip Major of SRI Roofing.
SRI.
No, we're not SRI, but he was. He's no longer in.
I know.
Yes, his company is no longer functioning. Yes.
And, true that way.
Right.
Yeah.
He had a long-standing operation. Now, we're standing on his shoulders, and we are grateful for the foundation that he gave us, my sisters and I. And we are here now with some cutting-edge. We're expanding, of course, with cutting-edge material to bring to the roofing market. And so we have in studio persons that will be able to answer the hard questions, like for Murat and Brad. Okay. And so it's good for us to be here.
All right, thank you very much. So let's go straight to you, Murat. We got a product that you were talking to us off air about, and I'd seen through a friend of mine who had connected and shared LeadX. It seems interesting, but I want you to tell the Bahamian listening audience, what is LeadX, why LeadX, and how can LeadX improve what we are already doing in residential and commercial construction in the Bahamas.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us. This is wonderful to be here. And we're very proud of our partnership with Shiloh's Maintenance here with Val. And our products, we came up with this idea of a futuristic product because we believe that the natural resources are being overly used and we're trying to find a way to reuse what is already existing. That's one of the main points of LeadX is the fact that we're using an unusable plastic waste. Our raw material, main raw material is called PVB, which is the film that's in between the two laminated glass and the car windshields. So when the windshields are broken, which there are 75 million windshields broken every year, they end up going to that PVB end up going to landfills and really harming our environment. So we reclaim that material that would otherwise lead to landfills and make something durable and long lasting. But once we started working with it, and we're originally from Netherlands, and one of the major usages of lead is in UK market and the Nordic countries like Netherlands, Norway, and Sweden and UK. Our main goal was to mimic lead, because lead, at its origin, is a wonderful, wonderful waterproofing agent. You know, it's durable, long-lasting, it's incredibly UV resistant, and you know, the craftsman is there for hundreds of years, right? Mm-hmm. So we wanted to come up with something that's as easy, that is moldable, doesn't require any additional tools apart from the lead tools, the steel roller and the lead molder. And act like lead, feel like lead. But it can be welded like lead and with a hand welder, heat welder, and as durable, but not non-toxic. Mm-hmm. It's not cancerogen. It's as opposed to lead, it's actually good for the environment, because we're using something that would otherwise harm the environment. But not only that, at the end of the life cycle, we have a take back program where we reclaim our material and
cradle
recycle it for 7 times minimum. Exactly.
Yeah. So what does this product do, though?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes. This is a flashing product that's mainly used in the steep roofs with the tile roof or shingle roofs to be flashing the critical details like roof to wall transitions, skylights, chimney edges, valleys, hips and ridges, and all the critical details that you can imagine. Not only that, it's actually right now in Europe being used as an incredible patching agent as well, because it's so easy to carry. It comes in different sizes, obviously, but everybody, you know, a lot of the roofers, contractors keep a roll in the back of their truck.
Really?
Instead of, because they don't know what they're facing with every day, right? They go to a job and sometimes it's a PVC, sometimes it's a TPO, sometimes a mod bit failure. And having all these separate materials in the truck is not feasible.
No.
So having one little roll of LEDX that could patch permanently any type of failure is just convenient.
So you do it like, let's say, I'm just going to use an example. If it was a regular flashing, it'd be like you get 12, 18, 24.
Yeah.
So you do it only in the 12, or you do it in different sizes?
We do it 10, 20, and 40-inch wide.
Oh, okay. All right,
so the 10-inch one is like, it has a handle as well, so you can just carry it easily, and it's really light.
Right,
And, yeah, it's convenient.
So let me ask you the hard question before I go to my our next guest in here. So you're already coming into a market that traditionally, I said it before, we have copper.
Yeah.
And we have galvanized. Now, I will tell you, I am not a proponent of galvanized at all.
Me either.
In the tropics, because salt air, give it 10 years, you're going to be replacing that flashing. And if you go over this island, you look, Sandy Port's a mess. I don't know how they decided to build all of those homes on the waterway with galvanized flashing. All of them are rusted out.
Even the drip edge, they keep saying, everything. "Oh, if you do galvanize, it's not going to rust." Oh, yeah.
So how do you introduce this product as a solution to our overuse of galvanized roof flashing?
So that's a great question. So we are placing this product right in between the copper. We're not as expensive.
It's
not even close to copper.
Yeah, which is almost about $60 a feet here.
Right. Yeah. Right. And we are trying to get as close as we can to galvanized. We're not as the same price as galvanized, but we have so much more to offer to the market in terms of longevity, in terms of rust is a huge, huge problem with galvanized, as you know, as you very well mentioned. And our saltwater resistance is second to none. So
what is the life? Well, you said longevity. So what is the life span for it that you...
In Europe, we are partnering with one of the largest groups. It's called Wienerberger. They're the largest tile manufacturer in Europe. 216 factories with 19,000 employees, €6 billion company, and they're We are not. They are giving 50-year warranty to our products because they have done extensive testing with third parties, with three different universities across Europe. We always say life expectancy of 30 years. And in U.S., we have been we've been selling in U.S. for the last 7 years as well. So we always go with 30 years when we worded that. But in Europe, especially in Germany, Belgium, and France, which is mainly used, we our partners providing 50.
And when you talk about their tiles, you're talking about like a clay tile or a cement tile or not?
Yeah. And one of the reasons why they actually partnered up with us is because when you produce clay tile, you use a lot of natural gas. And in order to offset that, they have to pay the government about 200 million euros every year. So when they use us, we offset their carbon footprint in the world. Every LEDx factory is offsetting 100,000 tons of carbon footprint every year.
Wow.
Which is a big, big help to environment.
Yeah, especially when you're trying to reduce your greenhouse gases, you have to figure out how we're going to do this.
Yeah, I'm not on that at all.
No, he's not on that at all.
I'm not on that at all.
You and I could have that conversation, leave him out.
Well, you know, I'm just kind of, I'm an observer of the built environment, and every time I see the amount of money we spend on missiles, not we, but the world spends on missiles which explode and create carbon everywhere.
Oh, yeah, tons,
I don't think that we're going to make a dent in it. Yeah. But let's go to our next guest, because I'd like to talk about things that we could retrofit, just like...
LEDx.
Now, this one's interesting, and I get... It's someone this car, you know, Brad.
Brad St. Cyr.
Brad, give us the 411 on ExoCoat.
Okay, well, first, thanks for having me on the show, and I appreciate the partnership we have with Shiloh to be able to provide the product to you.
ExoCoat.
ExoCoat is a ceramic fortified elastomeric coating. The beauty of this product...
That sounds fancy.
It does sound fancy. Well, what the ceramic does for you is give you a lot of reflectivity for the product. So it sends a lot of the energy back into the atmosphere as opposed to staying on the roof and building heat. So that's really important. This product is very flexible. You can apply it to any roof, any current existing roof.
Standing seam.
You were talking about the galvanized roofing. So we have a rust encapsulator. So if you have a galvanized roof on one of your buildings, a shed, an outbuilding, your hotel, what have you, we can encapsulate all the rust that's on the roof with our encapsulator, and then we put a primer coat and two coats of color, and that's whichever color you'd like. So I've done a number of roofs where we're doing like ceramic tile or concrete tile, and we do them in a nice terracotta color because that was the style of the house.
Yeah.
But you can do any color you want. In fact, a sample that I had given out earlier is called Splashy. It's kind of a teal green color. And so along the beach here, it would actually look really nice as opposed to having buildings that are white walls, white trim, white roof, a nice teal color, ocean, but you could pick whatever color you want.
Well, I have a tile roof. I have a clay tile roof.
Okay.
So, and it's red.
Okay.
So it's not shiny. That's what I love about it.
Yep.
Is your ceramic shiny? Tell me no. Tell me it's not shiny.
Okay. I don't want to lie to you, so I won't. Wait. I don't want to lie to you, so I won't.
No, the reason I'm saying that
is it's not shiny.
Oh, okay.
When it cures.
It's matte? Okay. Is it matte?
It's a matte finish.
I love that. Because what happens with the clay tile roof is like it's been on the roof for like 37 years, right?
Sure.
And so now all of a sudden you're starting to get problems because the screws that was screwing it in have deteriorated. So now the shingles are starting to drop and there's, you know, all kinds of silliness. So to fix the roof again and trying to get the roof, you know, looking nice again.
Sure.
And if you have to go in and do any touch-ups, I would like to be able to have something that I could paint it with that would not make it look like it's painted.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I just completed a project on a 48-year-old concrete tile roof. It looks brand new, but it doesn't look store polished, brand new like a you know glossy tile.
It's need to send me a picture.
I will. In fact, I can probably show you a couple.
Yeah. Because I have a couple of roofers that would love to have a product like that.
Oh, yeah.
That they could use.
So, so let me ask you a question, Brad.
Yes, sir.
I know a little bit about ceramic coating from car.
Yeah.
You know, ceramic polishing does. Are you saying that this product that you could apply to your weather shingle, standing seam? Because I'll tell you what the issue is in the Bahamas. Most of the government buildings, the Ministry of Education, Ministry of Health, Ministry of Foreign Affairs,
education.
All government buildings,
yeah.
They have Customs. Gone and have standing seam metal roofs.
Yeah.
Customs building, mm-hmm. Here's the problem. No one maintains them.
Right.
So after a while, they're all black because no one...
Right.
University of Bahamas, the roof is black. It started mm-hmm. white. It's black now.
Yep.
I kid you not.
Because unfortunately...
If we use ExoCoat...
Yep.
And cover that entire roof. 5 years, tell me what that roof looks like.
It's going to look as good as the coating that you put on it that day, and I'll tell you why. First, it has growth inhibitors in it.
Mm-hmm.
So what it won't do is it won't kill current growth. So if you've
okay.
got growth on the roof, you've got to remove it.
You got
to
remove it. Okay.
Likewise, to prepare
sure.
the roof,
you
it's
have
got
to wash it and do
yeah.
all that.
Yeah, but it's also got to be a good solid roof. Like
okay.
if your roof's leaking and you're spraying a coating to fix the leak, that's not what it's about. Right?
So you have a good looking
yeah,
leaking roof.
That's
it,
exactly
okay.
right. The best looking leaky on town. But for your standing seam roof,
yeah.
I would pressure wash that roof, clean it all off, make
mm-hmm.
sure it's antiseptically clean.
Yeah.
I'd put a primer coat and two coats of whatever color you'd like on that roof. That's going to give you 15 years of warranty coverage on the roof.
What about maintenance of that? You're saying that. What about maintenance?
Sure.
How many times, because if we already have the challenge, they put up a roof, they didn't go on the roof and they installed it. They're going to do the exact same thing.
Yep.
Without touching it, they still give me 15 years?
Yeah, so what I would do, though, and here's the thing, and I got to be honest with you because I've done so much coatings in my life. Like any roofing product, somebody guarantees you 30 years on a shingle.
Yeah.
20 years in, you're going, ooh, it's looking a little sketchy.
Yeah.
So my suggestion is this, and like with the shingle, a 30-year shingle, you look at 20 years ago, that roof's ready to be coated,
mm-hmm.
right? It doesn't make the 30 years,
mm-hmm.
but at the end of the day, a lot of these products don't quite make
the end
well,
of
because
the
they
spectrum.
Give you, they say 30 years, but they're saying 30 years from maybe the United States, right, or something.
Typical environment.
Where you have
correct.
Hot and cold climate. We don't have that here. We
right.
have hot and hot.
Yeah, sure.
And we have rain and we have rain, right?
Yep.
So, of course, our roofs are not going to last as long here.
Sure.
They're never going to last as long here.
So, the answer to the standing seam question that he
mm-hmm.
brought up is you do the coating,
mm-hmm.
I'll give you a 15-year warranty on it.
Mm-hmm.
10 to 12 years in, let's take a look at that roof.
Mm-hmm.
If it needs a little bit of attention,
mm-hmm.
we can recoat it.
Mm-hmm.
Same coating, same color.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Brian, you have a question. We got a texter that asks, with respect to ExoCoat, ceramic coating, doesn't it have durability issues like micro-cracking? And is it sensitive to temperature and humidity? That's a question we got from a text line.
The only temperature and humidity sensitivity it has is during and before application. So it's got to be applied. It's kind of funny with roofing materials because they're really durable, but they're very delicate on application,
okay.
right? So if you prepare your roof properly and you apply the product during proper temperature, humidity.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're looking
like not first thing in the morning when there's dew all over the
yeah.
roof.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Or right after rain, and
yes.
then you apply it.
You got
yes.
98% humidity, and you're
yeah.
out there with a sprayer. It's
yeah.
not gonna. It's not gonna
yeah.
do
okay.
justice for you.
So mm-hmm. conditions have to be
within
the manufacturer's specifications
mm-hmm.
for you to have the best use of the product.
Yeah, absolutely
okay.
correct.
You know, one of the biggest problems with roofs is just like you had said. We never cleaned our roofs.
We never cleaned
ever.
Roofs.
Nobody
ever.
Ever. And like you tell people that solar panels, you have to clean them as well.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, how do you expect that the solar panel will actually reflect if the solar panel is full of all of the carbon that's come from the airplanes and come from the cruise ships
sure.
on them? But
that's
nobody thinks about cleaning them. So
yeah.
how can it last if you don't clean it, right?
Absolutely.
If you wear the same shirt over and over and over and over and never wash it or clean it, how long is it going to last, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So in addition to that, one thing to think about with roofs is if you get up and put a temperature gun on a roof,
mm-hmm.
An EPDM roof, a black roof, carbon black.
Oh, God, 180 degrees.
180 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A gray roof is 140. That's exactly
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I know.
So that's ugh. During the day. But at nighttime, you might get ice on the same roof
mm-hmm.
all year long.
Mm-hmm.
So all year, you're asking this roof to go from 30 degrees to
yeah.
180 degrees
yeah.
every day.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So this is where...
It's going to build up some
mm-hmm.
type of...
And the building's
yeah.
growing. The building's
yeah.
expanding, contracting.
Right.
So this is a lot of physical,
mm-hmm.
literally physical work on
mm-hmm.
a roofing product.
Yeah.
This is why, to your point of cleaning and maintenance,
mm-hmm.
you know what? Every 6 months on a big commercial building,
mm-hmm.
send somebody up to take a walk.
Look
yeah. around all the footings.
Yeah.
Look in the corners.
Right.
Yeah.
You want to do the inspections because,
yes.
like anything else, if you don't maintain it, it's going to
fail.
It's going to
fail.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I can guarantee you, with all those buildings, not one person has ever been on any of those roofs ever.
No. Yeah. So we mentioned the ceramic coating and application that can seal the roof.
Yeah.
Let's go back to LEEDx. We talked about roofs, but it has to have more application than the roofing. How is it with, let's say I want to do some kind of shop floor or kitchen. I worked inside a space where we did a lot of stainless steels and kitchens, fitting. We had the welding, the cutting and fitting. Is the application of the product suitable for any type of other where you would want a metal, continuous metal protection?
We've never done in a kitchen application, but definitely we are very much used in sill pans and in the window sills.
Yeah.
You know, to put the window before you put the frame in.
It's a European something. Put the
exactly,
sill pan. Yeah.
Exactly.
And
what about air conditioning pans?
Yeah, what about air conditioning pans?
As well.
And hot water heater pans.
Yeah.
As well.
Okay.
As so well. Awesome. So we have. Because it's so easy to cut with
cut
a pair of scissors and form.
Yeah.
And those applications are perfect.
Debbie,
great.
Now that you mention that, here's a good application. I want contractors to listen to me here with this. Mm-hmm. You get your air conditioning pan, right?
Right.
Which we know eventually is going to leak.
Yes.
Yep. Eventually is going to leak.
Yeah.
What you could do, you have two options. A, you could put ExoCoat in the pan. You get at least some 15 to 30 years out of it, or dress the entire pan
with
LEEDx. You get 30 years out of it, 50 years out of it. Mm-hmm. Either way, you're producing a product that is better than just having the galvanized pan catching the air conditioning condensation. Mm-hmm. It's going to rust.
Sure.
It's going to leak, and then you can come to the whole
situation.
So
then the only way your air conditioning pan is going to leak is when you don't go and check it and it's got the green algae at
growing.
The
yeah,
trying
absolutely.
To go where the water's trying to go out and it overflows into your ceiling.
Yeah.
And then so in other words, stupidity would be the only way that it's going to
leak.
Or lack of maintenance.
Lack of maintenance. And guess what we don't do here? We don't maintain anything.
No.
I'm being honest with you. We don't maintain anything. So with both products,
LEEDx, I love them.
Is their maintenance required? After application, is there maintenance required? I got a 12-tier roof. It's on, for example, what's the church on Frederick Street? Next to Bank of the Bahamas. I mean, next to Central Bank.
St. Andrews.
That has a very, very...
Presbyterian.
That has a very steep... you install that flashing against the with the bell tower, all that stuff. Do
around
I have to
chimneys.
Go back to that?
Yeah.
Do I have to go back to that?
The very reason why we are actually formed is to replace these temporary solutions like mortaring it and
right.
The whole purpose is those steep roofs, you just want to put it there and never get
never
up there.
To touch it.
So with us, there's no maintenance.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
It comes
in what color? I mean,
it comes in any color you like, but the main colors we have is the terracotta black, the gray of the lead, just like lead, and the white.
Gray, yeah.
Those
and
are
white.
The four. Yeah.
Okay.
And the white. Mm. Yeah.
What would you use black for? We wouldn't use black here at all.
I've seen a black roof I liked. I know it's probably hot, but
my
I've
God.
Seen it.
You can imagine the heat.
Yeah. I've seen it.
Inside of you.
So in the Bahamas, you know, it gets hot all the time.
Sure.
So I can imagine that, I guess let me ask this question. Does ExoCoat have any benefit on reducing the heat gain in attic spaces if you use the ExoCoat?
Absolutely, and for a couple of reasons. One, you can pick any color you like. So if you go with a lighter color spectrum, it's going to be cooler to start with.
Okay.
Two, the ceramic that's in it is reflective.
Right.
So it's not going to collect the same amount of heat. So if I went from a charcoal roof to a charcoal ExoCoat roof, there's going to be a difference in temperature.
Even though it's the same color.
Same color, because you're going to get more reflectivity out of it. But one thing you can do with this product, which we didn't bring up, and I don't know if it really applies in a lot of the historic type buildings, obviously not, but it's a coating that you can spray apply it, which means I can also put a stencil and put the name of your business on your roof.
Ah.
Remember like Sugar Reef?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, there's a restaurant that was on the harbor.
Harborside.
And when you flew over, you could see Sugar Reef on there. Yeah.
And that's easy. I mean, you can do a QR code on a rooftop. So somebody flying by can shoot it and go, oh.
Well, you know what the government should do? The government should get that product and put it on any building, because you know when you come into the Nassau Harbor, there's not a single sign that says that you've reached Nassau. You can go to Driggs Hill in South Andres, and there's a big sign that says you've reached Driggs Hill. But we don't even know you're on a cruise ship. You could.
You don't know you're in Nassau Harbor. It's interesting, though. They're working on it.
Please.
That's my nice tip for the government for today.
You could put a letter on every building, Nassau Harbor. One letter on every building.
So you mentioned that, but you didn't mention the cost. So we have similar products. Well, no, we have products in the Bahamas sold by whether it's Sherwin-Williams, whether it's paint suppliers, whether any one of our sponsors, and thank you for being sponsors of our show. Per square foot, comparably, because this is a ceramic protective coating, is this the Mercedes-Benz of coatings in terms of quality and cost, or is this the Mercedes-Benz of coatings in terms of quality and kind of the Lexus brand in terms of cost, or what is it?
I think the latter option is probably more correct. Okay. We are definitely a Mercedes-Benz quality product. Mm-hmm. When it goes on, you see it. You see this roof come alive, and you see it's brand new.
So what
would
a gallon cost?
That you'll have to talk to Shiloh about. Shiloh handles all of our products.
We're still in the process. That
pricing.
That, we are still in that process.
You have to talk into that, otherwise no one hears
you. We are still in that process.
Okay.
Because we are launching.
Okay.
So that's something we've been working on. So we should have that information very shortly.
Okay.
Now, I would say this, and this is the tip. Bahamians are savvy. They tend to don't like to spend money, but they do and will if they figure out it's better for them in the long run. For example, like Debbie here. Debbie's got a 21 SEER AC unit. Mm-hmm. Costs a lot more up front.
Not really. Not a lot more.
Okay.
No duty.
A bit
There's
more.
No duty.
What if you bring it in?
Well, of course I'm going to bring it in. I'm not going to buy it here.
If you go locally, it's going to cost a little more up front.
Yeah.
But the energy saving benefits.
Yeah.
Over the first 5 years, going to generally pay for it, and then almost you're pretty much air cooling your house off on anything, almost nothing. Same thing here with paint. I often tell people coating, paint, whatever. Okay, you may buy a brand that is pennies on a dollar. You might buy something which costs $1.50. Mm-hmm. But if it saves you in terms of how much time you have to maintain it, how long it lasts, what's not, you got to weigh those things. So with these two products, the price point have to be tied to the absolute benefit. I like ExoCoat for one reason. I think that if you could give me something but I don't have to maintain as much as a non-coated roof, that's a benefit for the physical plant of all business. And like I said, I was there working as a lecturer when they installed one of the roofs at UB. I kid you not, that roof is black now.
Mm-hmm.
The service station that's at Old Fort Bay, I remember when they put that white standing seam roof on, the roof is black. Porsche M. Smith at University of Bahamas, they had to replace the roof because the roof is black. So we're not going to maintain it.
Because that's carbon.
We're not going to do it.
That's carbon that's on that.
So if you tell me
it's going to eat it away. They don't understand that.
So if you tell me I apply this product and it could give me 10 to 15 years of non-maintained activity, I like that product.
Yeah,
sure.
Well, I want to try your product for sure.
Absolutely.
Just to see if I can, because even with clay tiles, right? They when they're made, they're one color.
And then they do change
color, just like coral. If you have coral in your house, it starts off being light, and as it gets older, it gets
darker and darker.
Yeah. So these are the kind of things that would be great for me.
And Brad, we did use it for roofing. Okay, let me say, I got terracotta tiles inside your courtyard.
Mm-hmm.
Water seeps through it, causing issues. Causing it to separate,
would it be
break. Can you use it as a surface coating?
You can use it as a surface coating,
but it's not recommended. But I mean, what would you say?
Well, what I would do with it is like I've done before, is I'd broadcast silica into it. If you're going
to
use
it, give
as
a little bit of
give yourself some traction.
Some traction.
Yeah, because you know what? At the end of the day, if it's a water based product, if I got a little bit of oil on it, that oil is going to stay on it, and then you're going to slide.
So let me ask you a question then. So you talked about moisture and all that kind of stuff. Okay, so our patios, that we have moisture coming up from the ground.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So you go outside, it may not have rained or anything, but it's everything's going to be damp. Would that have any effect on it when you coat it, or do you put something on it first to make sure that it adheres better? I'm only asking the question because you don't want to try it later and find out that...
Yeah. So there are specialty floor application coatings for that just to keep moisture in. This is not going to be... That's not the application for ExoCoat.
Okay.
Because ExoCoat is going to protect it from thing coming
down. Hence the word ex, like exterior?
Like exoskeletal. Exterior. Yeah. Right? Yeah. So if you think about it, if you're looking for like... for something for a concrete, you're looking for what I would call a water block type of coating. So you're going to clean that product, the concrete, you're going to clean your surface area, and you're going to spray a product down that's going to kind of almost leach into the concrete and become part of it. So there's only a certain amount of pressure that that water is going to push.
Yeah.
And if that coating can resist it, it won't come through it. But what you're seeing, the staining is efflorescing through concrete, and that's where you get the salty look. And
Now, let me ask you a question because we didn't touch on it yet. So... With Lidex, I saw a video where they went on top of a standing seam roof with forming a patch or what's not. Let's say someone, for whatever reason, had a small roof. They didn't want to put the exo coat on it. They wanted to use strips of it because I saw in the video. And they want to literally just go over the standing seam roof from end to end with the product.
Absolutely. We have...
especially because it comes 40 inches wide.
Yeah, 40 inches wide is good. I mean, that's a big coverage.
That'd be two strips.
Exactly. Yeah. And you just need to overlap it, obviously, and and use our adhesive
hand weld it. What's that adhesive? What's that adhesive?
It's an MS polymer. Mm-hmm. It's a thermally stabilized MS polymer product. Mm-hmm. It's actually not only adhesive. It's also waterproofing agent. Mm-hmm. It's... it can once they use our adhesive, actually, they start buying our adhesive separately. Because they
just, so that's an interesting spin-off.
It is an unexpected one.
Okay. We work,
PVB is so unusual product that nobody else touched in the world before. Mm-hmm. So we very few things stick to it.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to, you know, find our way to create the best product.
Yeah,
and that took us a while.
Right.
And it came out to be a really good waterproofing agent as well as an adhesive. Yeah.
These products are great for us because we do have challenges, you know, with the weather and everything. And honestly, you may think that your roof is good and you think, oh, we're great. It doesn't matter how much it rains, I'm fine. But all you need is a low pitch roof, like maybe a 412 or something like that. And the metal buildings have a 212, 312.
They have a little more than that.
No, metal buildings? Butler buildings are only 212.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when they retrofit on buildings.
Oh, I'm talking about like a metal building, you know. And then, of course, even if you have a nice pitch roof, but you have, let's say, a dormer, and then you have your plumbing pipes and all this kind of stuff. So, yes, your roof is good, but those are your weakest links, you know, and we all have weakest links. So those are the things that your products work great on, weak links.
I absolutely agree. I'm thinking though, so we talk with this wonderful product, and we hear, what's the name of the company again?
SRI.
No.
Oh.
No. My dad was.
Yeah. Shiloh Roofing and Maintenance, right?
Yes.
Okay. So if I have a roof product, and we talk about you selling the product, how easy is this product to install? I mean, the Contracts Association would like to know, is any contractor able to install LEDX? And then the question is, any contractor who has a painting capacity able to go to a project, buy the product, and seal the roof? So let's go here first.
It's the following directions is the problem.
Yeah.
But anyway, go ahead.
Let's see what we require. Yeah.
First of all, with our product, it's applied. The application is incredibly easy because you use with the lead tools. It's nothing new to the installers who have done flashings in their career before.
Mm-hmm.
But we still do some
basic training
with the crew, with the supervisors of Shiloh's, and it's been so far incredibly
so
rewarding.
Then her people would be the team that you would
absolutely
would be training
and
so
training
we would send people then to Shiloh to get trained.
And Brad, how easy is it to do a nice coating of ExoCoat on a roof in the Bahamas, 1,000 square foot home, simple A-frame pitch, No one knows nothing about it, but they heard the product's good. The client wants it. They get
yep.
The equipment to spray it.
Great question, and a standard bread and butter type application. What I would do in that place, you're looking at 1 day per coat.
Okay.
So you're going to pressure wash the roof and let it dry.
Yeah.
Make sure you got a good, nice, dry day. You're going to tape off. You're going to bag off anything that you don't want to with the cover. So this product is flexible. You can roll it on, brush it on, or spray it.
Oh, good. I was glad you said that.
Yeah.
Because spraying is something that's a challenge.
Sometimes with the wind.
Yeah, the wind here.
Goes,
yeah.
Yeah.
But if you have a nice day that's right for spraying,
uh-huh.
you're going to need a sprayer that'll do 1.1 gallon an hour or more. So a little kind of off-the-shelf sprayer.
It's not going
to
do it.
It's not going to have enough muscle to
push it.
Right.
Yeah.
But no, it's a perfect application. So I would do the primer 1 day, the first coat the next day,
mm-hmm.
and then the next coat the following day. And you're golden. By the mm-hmm. way, you mentioned the Contractors Association.
Yeah.
There'll be that meeting tomorrow night.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
we'll all be at.
Yeah.
So
yes.
if they want to come by and see
we're
samples,
we're gonna be talking about that after
yeah.
our break.
Oh,
yes.
gotcha. Okay,
yes.
perfect.
Yeah.
Sorry to mean to ruin this.
No. That's not a surprise. Everyone's
we hope
coming.
Everybody knows.
Oh, good.
But yeah, well that's interesting because I find that contractors are generally keen to try things
mm-hmm.
if they believe they can handle it. Some persons will take a shot in the dark at some stuff,
yeah.
but generally we want to encourage persons to kind of get a little bit of training up on it and or find out how easy it is to use the product. And both products, I've seen the videos. It doesn't look too technical to use a lead mallet and shape a corner and do the stuff. And obviously, we got a lot of painting contractors here, so
yeah.
rolling and spraying is in
beyond. I have
two
roof contractors that I'm going to give your
okay.
names to you guys.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Because they would be very interested in this.
Yeah,
I'm
a nice
sure.
one thing to think about with the ExoCode product, I can put if I have 8 guys doing roofs, if
yeah.
I have one big roof and I'm pulling things off, putting things on, I need all 8 guys on that job. If I'm doing a recoating with ExoCode, I can put 2 guys on each house.
Really?
Now I've got 4 roofs working at the
same time. Yeah.
So I get 2 guys in a truck and they're out there 1 day prepping, the next day.
Yeah.
Primer coat the next day with the color coat.
Yeah.
And so now they can, it becomes a force multiplier.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
so when you're worried about the cost and like, well, is it $8 a bucket more? That's not the big picture.
No,
the big picture
no.
is
yeah,
I've got
yeah.
4 crews working instead of 2 or 1.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. All right. We got the piano music going, which means we got to go to our first break. So we'll be back right after this and word from our mm-hmm. sponsors.
When we started StormFrame Windows in 1999, we wanted to fabricate an impact-rated product to compete with the Florida market, and we've done this. There's no fabricator or vendor from Florida that can do what we can in the Bahamas. Because we fabricate locally and we're a local-based company, we have the capability to provide better customer service than our competitors. With all the worldwide supply chain issues, we at StormFrame have improved our fabrication process and have invested in stock to be able to produce our orders in 4 weeks. We also keep in stock over 400 windows and doors at standard sizes for walk-in customers to purchase. Our professional sales staff is here to assist you with the complete purchase and installation. We also service and ship to the Outer Islands.
Thank you for your support, Bahamas.
Imagine holding the keys to your first home, not someday, today. At Family Guardian, your dream is closer than you think. With competitive interest rates, as little as 5% down for first-time buyers, and construction loans for house and lot packages, your future begins now. Don't wait. With fast approvals and lot loans up to 15 years, your opportunity won't last forever. Call 396-4040 in Nassau or 688-1500 in Freeport. Family Guardian is where your home journey begins.
You know about the big yellow machines. You've probably heard about our big yellow engines, maybe even seen our reliable yellow generator sets light up your world. But if that's all you know about Machinery and Energy Limited, then you're missing out. We are yellow iron and so much more. We are multiple product lines, construction equipment, forklifts, marine engines, aerial equipment, and light towers. We are parts, service, equipment sales, and rentals. Visit one of our branches in Nassau, Freeport, or Abaco for your construction and power generation needs, because we're built for it.
Since independence, the Bahamas Development Bank has been mandated to expand our nation's economy. We invest in Bahamian companies from Grand Bahama to Inagua. Our clients come from all sectors of local industry, from manufacturing to agriculture to the creative industries to the mailboat that brings it all to you. We are always looking for the next great opportunity to invest in creativity, innovation, and sustainability. Visit our website today to apply.
Paint Supplier's Christmas sale is here. Save 20% off storewide on your favorite brands. PPG Paint, DeVoe Paint, Minwax, and Zinsser, along with all the tools you will need too. Transform your home this Christmas with the color of your dreams. Can't decide? Paint Supplier's is the most experienced in the business. Let us help you choose a color that you will absolutely adore. Visit us in the Jolly Roger building on Shirley Street. Paint Supplier's, always working for you.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back to Nailed It on Guardian 96.9. Nailed It for our guests in the studio is a production of the Bahamian Contractors Association. And we didn't say that. And for our listening audience, we want you guys to be a part of this conversation. So here are the numbers to call in. Please forgive us if we didn't give you them earlier. Call in on our phone numbers 323-6232, 325-4316. 325-4259, or from the Family of Islands, and our guests in the studio do not know what that is, but we have Nassau and a bunch of other islands. We call them Family Islands, and the number you can call is 242-300-572 or 20. And text line powered by BTC is 422-4796.
Great. And what I'd like to do now is also, even though our sponsors have been recognize when we're on the break, I would like to recognize the ones that BCA is a nonprofit organization. Yeah. So it's not like we're rich and we're doing this show.
No, we
need help. And we have some amazing sponsors that have sponsored us over the last year and a half. And this week I'm going to mention Art Development, which is the MST Bars, Bahama Safety Solutions, Family Guardian, Sherwin-Williams, and Paint Suppliers. Yeah. And then I also wanted to bring up something.
Our sponsors.
We have tomorrow our end of the year
mix and mingle.
Yeah. And it's at the Royal Blue Tavern, which is part of the Royal Blue Golf Course. It's an amazing venue. Mm-hmm. We have so many people that have signed up to come to this event. Mm-hmm. We have tons of gifts we're giving away.
Oh, I can't wait.
But I'd like to mention, too, I'd like everybody to know the people that have actually sponsored this event to make sure that this happens.
Yeah.
We have Veritas Consultants Limited, which is the company that did the
training,
for us in October.
We have
ARM Caribbean Limited. We have AIQMS Limited.
Yeah.
That's a tough one, but I met them yesterday to pick up some gifts. Abaco Aggregate and Cement, Cavi Construction, yeah. Nassau Cruise Port, Shiloh's Maintenance and Construction, Sherwin-Williams Bahamas, Steel Construction Limited, Wrinkle Development Limited, Casa de
Cobol. Casa de Cobol.
Cobol?
Yeah, Casa de Cobol.
Looks like cable. Okay, Cobol. Summit Insurance, The Paint Place, Sagoma Construction International, Exoni.
Yeah.
With ending with an A. All right, yeah, Millwork. Exoni. Titan Hospitality. And donation from Trustco Limited. So
absolutely.
We have, it's a very mixed bag of all the different persons that are there
and
sponsoring
and association
us.
Membership
yes.
sponsoring.
Making
we
sure
want to thank them
happens. Yes.
for making this Q4 mm-hmm. end of year mix and mingle. It's going to be rocking. It's going to
yes.
be rocking.
Yes.
Now, back to the heat on our guests who provide us with interesting information on, I think, some transformative approaches to what we're doing.
Well, hang on. Our guests are going to be
at the function tomorrow. Yeah, yeah.
They're going to have a table that you actually have to walk past to get to the bar.
Yeah.
So,
and
yes,
that should be good.
It should be
good. So the listening audience out there, persons yes. who are attending, our two guests in studio from Shadow Maintenance Construction, their partners, are going to be at the Mix and Mingle tomorrow. So you want to come out. You want to ask them some questions about this product. You want to find out if this product is right for you, whether it's the LeadX or the Exo Coat. I'm thinking both are, but you can talk to these suppliers directly yourself.
Yes. I want to mention one more thing about just the event tomorrow night, because persons may go and say, well, you know, parking, there's only so much parking, but you may not know there's an overflow parking lot.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there is. It's just on the other side of the roundabout. So security there will be at the front to direct you to go to the roundabout.
When you get there,
there'll be a security person there with a 6-seater golf cart that will bring you through under a tunnel that will bring you back to the event. So there's plenty of parking. Please do not think that you're not going to have a place to park.
Oh, I didn't
yeah,
that.
Well, we went there one time, and they actually brought us our own golf cart to bring us so we could drive ourselves to the...
I thought it was across the street.
It is. It's on.
Oh,
okay. It is.
Yeah,
it is. Okay. But there's a tunnel. Don't worry.
There's a tunnel.
Yeah, it's fun.
All right,
yeah.
Check that out.
So
I
just don't want people to think, oh, I can't
overflow.
Go there because where am I going to park? Yes, so
yeah,
that's something I wanted everybody to know.
So, Brad, the company that you represent...
Yes.
I'm quite sure this is not the only product that they produce.
That's correct. We do a lot of our supporting materials.
Yeah.
So we have tapes, caulking products, different adhesives that we'll use with our product. We also have the rust inhibitor. So if you're going to do metal, like that's already got rust on it, or like the galvanized you'd mentioned earlier.
Kind of like an OSFO.
I'm not familiar with an OSFO.
OSFO is something you put on to stop
like a
rust
retarder.
Yeah.
It's a retarding agent.
Yep,
yeah.
It's a retarding agent, but it's also an encapsulator. So
Rust
works because it's oxidizing, so it has oxygen that's getting in there.
Yeah.
What this encapsulator does is seals it off, so it has
no better air than OSFO. Well, that we could use a lot here.
Yeah, I know. We were driving around today. We saw that on different locations.
Yeah,
like, we could go there. And
there. A lot of that.
Yeah,
and for LeadX, what would you like to see through Shiloh, your partner, in terms of this product introduction into the Bahamas? Now, granted, we are told this is the launch. Okay, so we're not going to put too much pressure on you, but I believe that it has a lot of application that you already mentioned. Copper is $60 a foot. So that's is it $60? I think copper, literally, copper drip is $30 a foot. That's just a drip edge. Imagine the flashing. So it's really, really costly, but A, it holds up. oxidizes
looks
green.
Looks pretty when
it's green. Yeah, it oxidizes green. It works well in our climate. You're introducing a product that competes with that at a better price point. You should have some room to go into that market and make some waves. But I said before, you have to tell people why this is a better choice. And so do you have, through your partner, a strategy to deliver that message to the 400,000 people in the Bahamas?
Before I forget, because your product is an eco-friendly product, you just need to go to customs, and you can actually bring in things that are duty-free if they are energy-saving or eco-friendly. So if you are recycling a product and you're bringing it in and you're eliminating another product, which is a hazardous waste, because I'm a part of the national, what is it, the Department of Environmental Planning and Protection. We've been dealing with the Basel Convention and all of these things. So that would be what I would do. I would take your documents down there and make sure that everybody knows what it is, and you'll probably be able to bring that item in duty-free.
That would be great.
Well, we just became more competitive.
There you go. I'm just saying, these are things that people don't even think about doing, but this is something that's very important to do.
Yeah.
It does have a very big impact. So currently, they've actually already done an incredible job, because Shiloh's has an interesting competitive edge. Actually, I think it's an unfair competitive edge, because they have an incredible amount of knowledge in the market through their father, and their father was very well known in the industry and very well trusted. He was pioneer in the single ply industry and the PVC membranes, and we're just so honored to live up to his legacy. And the major girls, the sisters, they have this incredible positive energy with a very good background knowledge and technical knowledge. So they've already gone and did their due diligence. And before we had an agreement with them, they showed critical partners what they think about the material and how and where they could be used. Not only the environmental edge, but also ease of use is also very important. We're working in a hot climate. And working with a metal shop, bringing back and forward the material is not the easiest thing. Not only the cost side, but being able to tailor make, because not everything on the roof goes as planned. You draw it up and you go on the roof and it's so completely different.
Oh, darn, there goes my caulking.
right. And being able to shape mold it to the shape according to whatever comes up to your way is actually a very big asset that I hope the contractors eventually will find out about our product. And also the time will show, because we will show our longevity and strength over time, which we've done in the most harsh climates in the world. So far, we've been in the 48 countries. And although this product is fairly new, let's say 14 years old, but our family business has been around since 1979, so 46 years. And all we do is manufacture waterproofing products. The very first one was a very unique, unreinforced SPS membrane. That's a torch-down membrane, but it's an unreinforced one that can expand or elongate 1,600%.
1,600%.
Yeah, people think that's a typo, but I would love our friends to come and witness it tomorrow, because when we show the product speaks for itself, really. It's awesome. Why is that important? Is that when you put the product down on a plaza deck or a roof, there's always, it's a very common to have an eighth of an inch of a crack,
movement.
And after the building settles, that can easily grow into a quarter inch.
Easily.
That's 100% crack expansion. Most ModVit or most reinforced membranes, including TPOs, PVCs, they would fail around 50-60%. So, and for most membranes, that would be game over. For us, that eighth of an inch crack can grow into 2 inches and we'd still be watertight.
Wow.
So I'd love to show our audience tomorrow visually. The show there. It's really good.
Brad, let me hit you with the only question we haven't asked yet, because you're in the Bahamas.
Yes.
Which is a hurricane zone. What do you say about the Exocoat asphalt shingles, roll down method, primer, coating, how does that help against uplift of those asphalt shingles in a hurricane?
You know, I got to be honest with you. I don't want to bet against Mother Nature, because when you got 140-mile-an-hour wind...
Pulling at something.
Yeah, that's a tough call. My product is made as a waterproofing product. It's really not designed to be a hurricane-resistant type thing. It'll certainly help, but it's not going to be a thing that that is made to resist.
Well, you know, people sell elastomeric paint here. And that basically, and that goes on the roofs, and it stops shingles from coming off.
They roll it on.
Yeah, because, and we do two or three coats.
Yeah,
and
something that holds it down.
Yeah, and you just have to make sure that on the edge... that you do use a caulking gun or something on the edge to make sure that that will be your weakest link is there. But you will actually save a roof, because a lot of people say, gosh, the roof looks so good, but we're starting to miss shingles, and it's starting to look, the granular is all coming off of it and stuff. And,
but if you
coat it. If you were to be able to roll it and save that roof for another 15 years.
Absolutely.
Then there's other things in the house you could do. You could upgrade your windows. You could upgrade your air conditioning systems. You could do all kinds of things to keep your energy costs down. I mean, that would be a great product for that.
Yeah, and I think the compelling argument that goes for coating over re-roofing is this. You have a roof that's a 20, 25-year shingle, what have you. When you start to see that scrim coat, I say come alive, you start to see that little white skirting kind of come alive in a shingle, when it starts to come alive, that's when you want to recoat the roof.
Yeah.
You don't want to wait till the roof fails.
Yeah. And
so
then
now you're spending $20,000, $40,000, $50,000 on a roof as opposed to going, okay, if I were looking at a re-roof or I'm starting to see the scrim coat, I can do the coating and really save the roof. If you rolled it down heavy and you were going for the hurricane protection with caulking and so on, it would absolutely work in that. Yeah. One thing you
just so it don't fly up. I mean, if
you absolutely
coat it enough.
Yep.
You got to make sure it doesn't flap up.
Yeah. One thing you mentioned, too, that I'd like to address is you mentioned the TPO roofing.
Yeah.
TPO roofing is designed to decay, right? So over time, it gets chalky.
Yeah.
And you start to see the whitewashing coming down the building.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a great time for a coating. Because my product... Yeah. So a great thing about EPDM and TPO type roofs, they won't accept a coating when they're brand new, but they don't need to be coated when they're brand new.
No, they don't need to be coated
when they're brand new. But when they're 10 years old or so and they start getting etched, it's a perfect time to blast that roof off and lay a coating out. And this is inexpensive as opposed to the option of replacing a TPO roof.
And when you say TPO roof for our listening audience, are you referring to standing seam?
You can do a standing seam.
Torch roof.
You do a torch down roof or a white, like a white...
like a white
TPO membrane.
Or EPDM or something similar to.
Yeah.
So the EPDM, same idea.
Yeah,
EPDM will be like, a lot of them are carbon black. They're really hot roofs.
Yeah.
But when they etch after a number of years, they will accept, they'll give enough adhesion for a coating to hold on to it.
Well, let's go into that. One second, Debbie. Mm-hmm. So all the hotels, the large hotels, have flat roofs, which I imagine either TPO or... some torchdown or
PVC
or some bituminous roofing. That product, coating product, is a perfect application for a hotel flat roof.
Absolutely.
We have a number of hotels on this island, and maintenance of that is generally, because I imagine they go up there at some point in time and hose it down to keep it free of debris and what's not.
Right, you hope so. But what you can do, you
hope that's
so.
A hope.
We talked about maintenance.
We know better
now. But to your point, if a building has a series of rooftops that are different materials, you can put this one coating over all of them. You have a homogeneous roof surface where you have a maintenance guy with a roller and a 5-gallon bucket, and he's, you know what, let's take a section every week.
Yeah.
And just slowly just redo the roof. Now you're maintaining the roof. And while he's up there, he's going to find the chicken bones that crows bring up.
Yeah.
He's going to find branches and leaves and drains that are clogged that, you know, maybe the overflow is about to shoot water off the building.
Yeah.
Which, as you've seen, I mean, it's a waterfall, and the roof is telling you, somebody, please clean me out.
Right? Yeah.
So
yeah.
It really becomes part of a regular maintenance program where I can now use one coating to coat all three different roof types that I have.
What you're also doing is you're helping to keep the... roof that would come off from the landfill.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because one thing that we have here is one of the greatest problems in our landfill is our amount of construction waste. And actually, we just started 2 weeks ago, but we launched it at the same time as the Mix and Mingle. So I haven't really had enough time to put as much energy into it.
Yeah.
But we started our own Bahamian Contractors Association buy and sell. So oh. if you are a contractor and member of the Bahamian Contractors Association, then you can register and you can sell things. So at the end of the job, you always have stuff left over. It ends up in the driveway or in the back patio or in your family room, and then your wife and husband are getting upset with you because you got junk everywhere.
Everywhere.
So now you have an opportunity to actually sell all of these things, and they don't end up in the landfill.
Because we're on a small island.
Yes.
we got to run out of landfill space on this island.
We've already run out of landfill space.
So anything we can keep out of there? Kind of makes sense.
Yeah. So you can use that as a good advertising thing, too, to keep out of our...
Let me ask you a question, though. You did mention that, and this is where we need to talk about, okay, you got plants all over the world, right, producing your LeadX product.
Yeah.
All right. We have, obviously, broken windshield glass in the Bahamas, too.
Mm-hmm. As well.
How do we look at an opportunity to export that out to the plant to get repurposed, because we don't do any kind of commercial recycling here. But that's enough. We have accidents every single week, so I guarantee what's broken, windshield. We take the windshield, what do we do with it? Do we toss it? Do we put it in the landfill? What do we do with the windshield? It needs to be repurposed.
Yeah,
exactly.
It needs to be recycled.
Exactly.
Now, I'm not saying you could create a plant here, but the raw materials could come from the Bahamas, Barbados, Caribbean, and go and get repurposed.
Because you've got Strawn's on Soldier Road, right? Yeah. They take all the, well, they should take the
They
bulk,
should.
But all the vehicles that are derelict vehicles go to another
and they export
area
it.
At the landfill, right? And they're just
sitting
there. No, but
some of they export the scrap metal.
Yeah,
but no
I know.
One's exporting windshield glass.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
No, well, there is the windshield house, which is on that road right behind Chelsea's Choice.
They install windshield.
Right, but they also have them.
I know,
yeah.
But they don't collect broken windshields with them.
No, I know.
Well, that's what I want. I want someone to get the broken windshield and export them out, because I don't want them in the landfill.
Yeah.
I want them to, one use, they're broken, get them out, come back as a new product, LeadX.
Well, I've got good news then.
Thank you. That's a good thing. Tell the good news.
So LeadX is not producing only flashing materials, but we are also producing our own single-ply membrane. It's been launched in 2021 in Dubai Expo, and right now we're expanding all over
what
the
is it
world.
Called?
It's called LeadX Roof, like roof, but a V at the end.
Roof.
I've got some samples to show the audience tomorrow, but that's our next step to expand to Bahamian market.
Yeah.
We're right now heavily invested in U.S. with the FM and doing all the testing and regulation getting those in line. And
what will it be made of? The same windshield?
Recycled PVB. So
really?
Oh, the same thing.
Recycled PVB. So because what happened was we understood after a while of using this and solving the hardest job on the roof, because it never leaks on your straight wall or in your middle of the slab.
No.
It always leaks in the penetrations and the details.
The
and, you know,
and
as
the,
you know.
The weak links.
Yeah.
With the weak links, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
So we realized we're solving the toughest jobs on the roofs. Why don't we? And then we realized even if we change all the copper in the world, we'd only use 5% of the recycled windshields that's available out there.
Wow.
And our value proposition is very simple. They're paying the government almost $300 per ton to get rid of it, because they need to incinerate it or put it in landfills, and landfills are full to up to 100%. So we just say, okay, how about if we get your waste for the next 10 years consistently and you don't have to pay the government? And everybody said yes.
Everyone said yes.
So,
we don't have to do that here, but
I mean, everywhere in almost in U.S. and in Europe. In Europe, it's even more expensive.
Yeah.
So
we don't pay anything
right
for the
landfill.
Yeah. So we're gonna get there.
Oh yeah.
We're gonna get there.
Yeah.
But not now.
Right.
Yeah. It's like we have solar in the Bahamas everywhere. Just not now.
See, our problem here is if we had to pay to take our stuff to the landfill. Mm. It would never get to the landfill.
Oh,
it would get down the bush,
the
street here, and it would be there, be in the creeks, and it would be in where the mangroves are, and we would totally destroy everything.
Yeah.
So we've learned, I think, over the years that is not the way to do it in the Bahamas.
You make it free, yes. it gets to the landfill.
Yes. Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
right.
We're getting there.
So hopefully once mm-hmm. you get there, we'll get your waste.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
I'll speak to Mr. Bo and see what they do with the windshields
yeah,
and see if there's any way that even if you would you'd have to try to think of getting a kid out of school, right? Maybe that just doesn't know what to do but needs to make some money, right? Mm-hmm. So if they're able to actually disassemble these or some mechanic company or whatever, take them all out and put them in one area and figure out how much they could get from them, right?
Right.
That and might be might be able to do something
they
like
could
that.
Be an incentive product.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
All we know is this. For the scrap metal, they're making money sending it out. Because there's a lot of it going out. Mm-hmm. So they're not doing that for free. Mm-hmm. So there has to be commercial value in getting the raw material for your product. So mm-hmm. I think it's something for us to look at.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
We got one. Before we get off here, we got one more question. Mm-hmm. Debbie.
Yes.
Anyone can join the Contractors Association's marketplace or just for members looking for a discount here. That's what he said, looking for a discount here.
No, if you want to be able to sell products on the Facebook page, you have to be a member of the Contractors Association.
But anyone could buy.
Anybody one can buy. Yeah. So think about this. If you're a contractor that at the end of the day, you've always got tons and tons and tons and tons of stuff, right? Mm-hmm. But you don't normally, let's say, okay, well, I'm not going to join the Bahamian Contractors Association because I don't like their mix and bangles. Liar. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Anyway, but I mean, then what you could do is the amount, it's $300. The amount of money you could make in selling all of the stuff that you've got left over and not having to worry about throwing it out or storing it in your backyard or on your balcony.
I mean, you finish a roof job, you end up with 15, 20 bundles of shingles. Your roof is brown, the shingles are white. It's never going to go on your roof, right?
Right.
You may not even be a roofing contractor. You just happen to do a job that has shingles.
4 years
you have
down
no the... use for the shingles.
Yes.
Put it on the marketplace.
Yes.
You sure. make $300 on it, and you get rid of something.
Right.
I'm telling you, every contractor, I want to say it, every contractor has an area to their yard that has stuff in it. I don't care
Absolutely.
Who you are. I don't care. You're like Debbie said, you're lying because I guarantee
yes.
I got stuff inside my yard that it didn't want to be there. I got stuff in my mom's yard. I got a shed that's overflowing. So,
yeah.
I
did the same
first
thing.
First day, I posted the first item. I just want you to know.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
First day, yeah. first item.
You were first. Christine was second. I was third.
Third. We all got stuff.
Yeah.
So, anyhow, it's been a wonderful, wonderful day. I want to ask each one of our guests. You get 10 seconds to say your last words. Go ahead, Shiloh Maintenance. Go ahead. You go first.
Okay. So, what I would say is that we are bringing a new line of cutting-edge products to the Bahamas market. And we want to raise the roofing standard.
I love that.
And
I love that.
And we are partnering with wonderful, educated, mm-hmm. advanced technology through Marat and Brad. Mm-hmm.
There we go.
And we look forward to expanding what we have learned over the my sisters and I over the last. We have a combined 50 years. My first roofing product and experience, and I let you go with my dad. I was working on Atlantis Phase 1.
Wow. Mm.
So he did Atlantis Phase 1, Cable Beach Resort and Casino and the likes.
Yeah, that's
Freeport,
40
Barker,
years ago.
Yes.
That's 40 years ago.
And so he taught me to drill and to screw. That's when I used the insulation boards. And so that's why I cut my teeth at Atlantis Phase 1. And then there was the Marathon Mall. From there.
Yeah.
yeah.
And so now we are expanding as Shiloh's Maintenance Roofing and Construction. And we are excited of, you know, what we're doing and what is coming to the market. I promise you, it's going to make a difference.
I love it.
A great difference.
I love it.
Yeah. All right.
You got 10 seconds.
In 2004, we waterproofed Atlantis in Dubai, in Palm Jumeirah, on the man-made island.
Mm-hmm.
It's in, you know, it was a job that was squeezed by two oceans, mm-hmm. salt water, and the coastal lagoons in Persian Gulf. And I'm so looking forward to working on the Atlantis here
in the Bahamas.
Thank you for the opportunity. We
awesome.
Really appreciate it.
Brad, close us out.
Okay, thank you guys so much for having us here. I really
You're
appreciate
welcome.
That. In my over 20 years of being a roof coating specialist, I got to say, I think ExoCoat is the perfect mix of what pretty much everybody needs to maintain and put their roof in excellent condition. So
like
thanks
that.
Again
yeah.
for the time.
Debbie got to
yes.
use it on your roof.
Yes.
Good.
I got to bring you a tile so you can give me a color. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Anyway, we'll talk tomorrow. Yeah, we'll talk tomorrow.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you.
Bring your tile. We'll take care of it.
Bring my tile.
This has been another exciting edition of Nailed It on Guardian 96.9 FM, and we are out.
Yes, we are out. To know and again, it's always us against the world, against the world. When it rains.
Tired of fixing those roof leaks over and over again? Paint Suppliers has the answer for you. Now you can fix it once and for all with Total Roof, a 100% silicone roof coating applied with just one coat. It will seal out all your roof leaks, is mildew resistant, easy to apply in just one coat, and makes your roof surface temperature up to 75 degrees cooler. It's guaranteed for 50 years and can be applied to virtually any roof. The amazing Total Roof, only at Paint Suppliers in the Jolly Roger building at number 130 Shirley Street. Total Roof, the last roof coating you'll ever need.
In years following independence, the Bahamas Development Bank has carried out our mandate of expanding and diversifying the nation's economy. We invest in Bahamian companies from Grand Bahama in the north to Inagua in the south. Our clients come from all sectors of domestic industry. We are proud to support local manufacturing, technology, agricultural projects, and creative works that draw from our native heritage. We will continue to finance inter-island transport from the mailboats of yesterday to the ships of the future. Let us power the possibilities of the new economy together. We are always looking for the next great opportunity to invest in creativity, innovation, and sustainability. Visit our website at www.bdb.gov.bs to complete your application today.
You know about the big yellow machines. You've probably heard about our big yellow engines, maybe even seen our reliable yellow generator sets light up your world. But if that's all you know about Machinery and Energy Limited, then you're missing out. We are yellow iron and so much more. We are multiple product lines, construction equipment, forklifts, marine engines, aerial equipment, and light towers. We are parts, service, equipment sales, and rentals. Visit one of our branches at Nassau, Freeport, or Abaco for your construction and power generation needs, because we're built for it.
Imagine holding the keys to your first home, not someday, today. At Family Guardian, your dream is closer than you think. With competitive interest rates, as little as 5% down for first-time buyers, and construction loans for house and lot packages, your future begins now. Don't wait. With fast approvals and lot loans up to 15 years, your opportunity won't last forever. Call 396-4040 in Nassau or 688-1500 in Freeport. Family Guardian is where your home journey begins.
When we started Storm Frame Windows in 1999, we wanted to fabricate an impact-rated product to compete with the Florida market, and we've done this. There's no fabricator or vendor from Florida that can do what we can in the Bahamas. Because we fabricate locally and we're a local-based company, we have the capability to provide better customer service than our competitors. With all the worldwide supply chain issues, we at Storm Frame have improved our fabrication process and have invested in stock to be able to produce our orders in 4 weeks. We also keep in stock over 400 windows and doors at standard sizes for walk-in customers to purchase. Our professional sales staff is here to assist you with the complete purchase and installation. We also service and ship to the Outer Islands.
Thank you for your support, Bahamas!
Thank you for your support, Bahamas.